Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. I remember a boast from Carl Sagan many years ago. It would only be a matter of time that science would have everything about the world explained. He considered spiritual explanations baloney, his word. Countless others who consider science the one and only path to ultimate enlightenment had obviously not been living in the same world that billions of other people have been living in since the dawn of time. As for Sagan's prediction, it is a conviction of many since the age of reason. As the time of the ultimate enlightenment, has it arrived? And looking around, we can see that those scientists, theologians, philosophers, and think tank experts in every major field have not all come to the same conclusion. And far from it. In fact, which everyone who is not addicted to mainstream information knows. And who's able to trust experts like Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates and the associated masters of science and wisdom, and so they think, the universe? Why do millions vigorously protest a so-called Great Reset of the world based on ultimate scientific findings? Could it be that this vast assemblage of souls notices that plans for a godless, essentially non-human world are as nutty as the globalists who make them and promote them? And what is dictatorial, to say the least, making such a world mandatory? What to make of such utter global disconnect with the minds, hearts, and loyalties of the world's people? And I think a good start to understanding this global conundrum is that the awareness that manipulating science for non-scientific ends is not science, but wisdom-defying scientism. The disconnect in discourse and understanding among people due to scientism is highlighted by Philip D. Collins in a 2006 piece titled Nothing Beyond the Flesh, The Theocracy of Prima Materia, in which the author calls faith in science Promethean, connoting a daring leap of creativity. And he writes, perceptive observers will identify the Promethean faith's inherent scientism. It was the Promethean revolutionary's religious conviction that science would facilitate humanity's salvation by ensuring the survival of the species and guiding it along its alleged political evolution towards a global society. Astute readers can recognize this ideology's mythical character. Historically, myths have played an integral role in the maintenance of socialist totalitarian governments. For instance, Nazism was premised upon the religious conviction that Germany's eugenical regimentation would result in the reemergence of the mythical Aryan. Likewise, communism was underpinned by the myth of a workers' paradise and a classless society. So this is what they use it for. They use it to give you this idea that there is a utopian way to guide humanity. And that's only a hint regarding the consequences of leaping from fake science, which is scientism, to agenda creation, especially in human affairs, because they're going to use that to convince you that this is the way to go. The abuse of science and attendant mythology can be expected to cause trouble. And frequently that can turn out to be big trouble and deadly trouble. And whoever doesn't see anything wrong with scientists playing loose with human lives is on track for slavery under power-hungry authoritarians. The intelligence level of the top ranking among them does not reach to an understanding of real people living in the real world. This is their shortcoming. I refer to the multitudes who cannot get it in their heads of the likes of Bill Gates, who wants everyone in the world to be inoculated with an experimental non-vaccine with a poor safety and effectiveness score. You know, he's not a friend of humanity. Or Klaus Schwab, whose desire to implement an electronic chip in every head is about making life better for everyone. That doesn't do it. Or Anthony Fauci, whose nonstop lying about his role in the development of the COVID-19 virus goes beyond embarrassing. The deplorables of the world don't view the devastation to countless lives across the globe since the massive and aggressive meddling of experts like these as evidence that they are in fact interested in the welfare of humanity, which they're not. They're interested in control. They're interested in power, in governance, in governing you. There can be no question that justification for such inhumane treatment of people rests on gall, not wisdom. And what can these self-appointed wardens of humanity and saviors of the world expect from such radical interference in people's lives and the natural order of things? And their crystal ball is fogging up from the cracks is in it caused by their folly and the pressure of real people living in the real world. The glance at the real divide in this country and throughout the world, missed by all who remain locked in their partisan cages, points to what culture warriors have been fighting for at least five decades. And the fight continues as the New World Order moguls shed their sheepskins, and they're showing their wolf faces. Knowing who are the enemies of humanity is essential in the fight against evil. And the past several decades of culture conflict should make it clear to us that this late date, that the real division among us is not between leftists and conservatives, the haves and the have-nots, those with the correct skin color and those with the wrong skin color, the inclusivists and the racists, or whatever political designation chosen by someone else for stirring contention among people. The real division, as Denise D'Souza has put it so well, is between those who follow God and those who think they are God. And some, like George Soros, for example, are proud of this delusional appropriation of divinity, using it to mold the world into the shape they want. But as they go about this, what they do is they actually expose that there's no wisdom involved in this. There's no wisdom involved in this. This is about hatred for humanity. Hatred for people who are not as successful as they. Which, listen, success is a stupendous thing to achieve. It is in a lot of cases, in a lot of ways, absolutely the only way to go. But having said that, as we know it now, having said these things, we know that these guys do not intend anything good for you. There is no individualism in their world. There is only conformity. And if you want to survive individually, then of course you have to conform. You have to conform to their vision for what they think the world should be and the way things should be. That's it. That's all. That's all you're allowed. We'll tell you what you get to have. We'll tell you what you get to keep. And we're going to tell you what you're going to do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Let's look at the UK. The UK is interesting because the UK voted to leave the European Union, which the European Union voted to go green. So the UK decided to get away from some of these things for lots of different reasons. There's a lot of things about Brexit, but one of the things they were already committed to, though, was this whole green idea, this green virtue signal. And this is about to have real-world ramifications of a very severe nature in the UK. The BBC, which is a publicly funded broadcaster, implicitly entrusted with disseminating vital messages to the UK citizenry during times of national crisis, has allegedly already begun preparing emergency broadcasts designed to reassure people of Britain should extensive winter blackouts be necessary in the coming months due to an energy shortage. These potential blackouts would inevitably cause disruptions to the Commonwealth's banking systems, internet access, mobile phone networks, and traffic lights, among other things, and would, of course, cause significant hardship or worse for much of the populace. See, I look at technology today, and I'm like, on the one hand, this is great. You know, you don't have to be wired to anything. You don't have to. But you do have to have power. Right? What's the point of having a smartphone with no internet? What's the point of having a smartphone with no service? In a lot of ways, the analog world, as archaic as it may seem today, being hardwired into something that was always running, almost seems like a luxury now, doesn't it? I'm going to be surprised if a lot of people don't go out now looking at this. Everybody should be going out right now and at least looking at a hardline phone service. Already, various media outlets are speculating about how many Europeans will freeze to death this coming winter. Now, Europe is a very modern society. It is a very modern society. Go to Paris and go look at the... You know, as you're riding around, you're looking at all that splendid architecture and everything else, and you pull into a cafe. When you get in that cafe, this is not old world stuff. This is new stuff in there. They, Europeans have figured out how to maintain the outdoor, you know, the facade that you see as you drive up on it. But when you go in there, you're definitely in the 21st century. And what's going to happen there this winter is so ironic. Because this is because of a misguided attempt to stave off global warming that you can't control. You can't control it. More people die of the cold. Now, skewing fossil fuel and going green may lead to frostbite-induced gangrene or death. But to hell with oil and coal, to hell with fracking, say no to nuclear. And some elites say that the dearth of natural gas from Russia is a great opportunity to jumpstart the switch to renewable energy like wind and solar power. And I guess butterfly flatulence. Or do I get these, or do those put more greenhouse gas in the atmosphere? I always forget about that one. Here in the United States, they want us to follow suit. Sooner rather than later, unless Democrats are soundly routed in the 2022 and 2024 elections. We're not yet past the point of no return, although we are feeling the pain at the moment. Feeling the pain. And if this doesn't happen, and the country grows green, then we will have come full circle from a ragtag militia freezing at Valley Forge, despite General Washington's best efforts, to regular citizens freezing because of D.C.'s policies 250 years later. And this is the thing. All of that stuff that's happening in Europe right now was brought about by the Schwab type guys. Because the globalist elites appear intent on achieving population reduction, a stated goal of the Great Reset, because we are just a contagion, you see, in their eyes. Of course, they are physiologically the same as we, but they're not a contagion because they're so enlightened. Because they believe in scientism. And at least, you know, this is why they push for birth control and sterilization and abortion and assisted suicide and dangerous vaccine mandates that almost certainly cause countless excess deaths and may degrade fertility, legalization of hallucinogenic drugs, defunding police, implementing policies that reward rather than punish crime, gun control. And see, in some cases, if you get murdered in a crime, well, that's all happenstance. Who's in control of that, really? You know, you get these guys all drugged up to their eyes, all these depopes running around, And you get all of that, and then but who's going to tell? But if you get out there and you take away energy, and then thousands freeze to death because of green energy policy, well, now you've taken control of genocide. You're making it happen, Cap'n. And in the U.S., our open southern border has led to a staggering number of deaths due to fentanyl. We have an excess of 100,000 deaths due to the open border, due to fentanyl, per year. And that's only going to go up. It's only going to go up. And this all ties together. We're not allowed to say all lives matter. And why? Perhaps those in positions of power don't believe that they do. We're told that abortion is health care. Sure. I'm sure at Planned Parenthood they have all of these programs for, like, if you tear your knee up, they know how to put it back together. We you know. And, you know, maybe a nuclear exchange or two might speed up the process. Sometimes when you look at all these things, and you're trying to tell yourself, I'm not going to give in to any conspiracy theories. But then you look at this, and it is so tempting to embrace a conspiracy theory or two. Because as you're looking at the way these things all tie together, is this a mistake? Or is this something else? Is this designed? If the so-called leaders had any shame, they'd be red-faced and not from the cold. But I want you to ponder this. Hundreds of thousands may have to freeze to death in order to help slow global warming. What is the point of saving the earth if you're going to die doing it? That's not a rhetorical question. Getting out there and doing something based on scientism and not scientific fact. Scientific fact indicates that, hey, climate has changed for a long time, and it's going to continue to change. And it's going to go hot, and it's going to go cold, and the sun has something to do with it, the wind has something to do with it. But now these guys, they're out there pushing a different radical agenda. And if you got to die for it, okay. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is ruling to leave a TSA mask requirement in place. Monday, the High Court allowed a lower court ruling to stand that said the TSA could require airline passengers to wear masks during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. A California lawyer argued the agency did not have the authority to mandate masks, but an appeals court ruled the TSA can take such action during national emergencies. President Biden is continuing to blame oil and gas companies on high prices and not his policies. Biden saying oil companies continue to rake in record profits while Americans suffer at the pump. The president now calling on higher taxes for oil and gas companies. Biden saying he will work with Congress to impose a higher tax on excess profits if companies don't bring down prices. USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Crime is on the minds of many Americans these days, but at no time has it come more to prominence in the national discourse faster than the aftermath of the Paul Pelosi assault earlier last week. As Bill O'Reilly most astutely observed, the Pelosis don't believe in self-protection. They also don't even consider public safety. The maniac is allegedly a drug addict who lives on the streets of Oakland. There are tens of thousands of Bay Area people in the same circumstance. Authorities don't care, and that includes Congresswoman Pelosi. Danger Street people are allowed to do what they want. And therein lies the issue. Pelosi, like many progressives, selectively pettifogs the evils of a progressive policy, except when their insidious byproducts affect them personally, violence being one of them. Violence is something that we should all condemn. But, you know, and it's roundly condemned all the time by members of both parties and most seriously prosecuted only when it affects the left. In this case, the House Speaker's husband, Paul Pelosi. While such conduct has no place in the national consciousness, leftist prosecutors have been reticent to prosecute violent acts committed by progressive offenders against conservative leaders. As cases in point, consider the congressional baseball shooting of Minority Whip Stephen Scalise by James Hodgkinson in June of 2017. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh was also targeted in an assassination attempt by a left-wing activist protesting outside his home in June of 2022. common people are also affected by such crimes, seemingly on a daily basis, and oftentimes with impunity, particularly in progressive jurisdictions like Chicago, New York, and Philadelphia. As the lax law enforcement policies by many progressive DAs like Eric Adams and Larry Krasner miss the point, behavior misses the form. Those in authority refuse to act. They neither fastidiously enforce the law themselves, nor permit those in their charge to have the same as, the same so done. The consequence and the consequences are as foreseeable as they are preventable. Since the summer of 2020, most every metropolitan area had been ravaged by progressive anarchists with impunity. Hundreds of people were injured, many of them seriously. Honest, hardworking people, though, through no fault of their own, sustained property damage valued in the tens of millions of dollars. They deserved to be as heavily protected as elected officials, but they were not. And the reasons for which can be clearly understood as demonstrated by the police defunding movement. And in each case, authorities stood powerless. Leftist agitators acted so perfidiously that ostensibly everyone else was subordinate to the rule of law, but not them. Progressives, Paul Pelosi included, and they especially hate America with such vitriolic and reckless abandon that they hold the moral stature of illegal aliens and even terrorists in higher regard than their honest, law-abiding countrymen. For such people, I have a hard time having sympathy for them. In fact, I have no sympathy for them, and neither should anyone else. The pure fact of the matter is that we have been set upon by the leftist malevolence from within, which seeks to destroy our country. And it must be acknowledged for what it is, and then resisted, much as the founders resisted the British Empire. And they understood clearly that the primacy of the law can neither be, gained nor revitalized by subordinating only certain classes of people to it. And without the law, there is no freedom. Without freedom, there is no country. We would have been subjugated by unrelenting tyranny long ago and ceased to have been a people. This is the peril by which we as Americans now find ourselves. And the doom we must deem. We have a choice. We can uphold the law or be ruled by the whims of the progressive elite. However, polarizing politics may become, whenever war and conflict rage, we must not forget that we are Americans, which means that we are exceptional. And as such, American life is and should always be a renewal movement built upon the dignity of being an American. A living hope directed by discipline, virtue, and above all, order. It therefore takes time, energy, and courage. And most of all, it requires character and a manifestation of moral truth to set the example. And this, then, is the true business by which we aspire to greatness. Democrats may grasp this universality so that in time, they have to be made to grasp it anyway, so that in time they may at last be grasped by it. Acting like a mob by refusing to come to terms will not avail. Only mature engagements with honest stand-up folks on the issues of vital economic policy and national security may do that. And they must be Americans again by aspiring to the moral, cultural, and intellectual grandeur of which they are actually capable of. There's nothing saying they can't. Interesting little thing that happened the other day. In Arizona, it is looking... excuse me. Sorry about that. I don't know why I'm crusting all up here. Anyway, Carrie Lake is going to be the next governor of Arizona. And at she comes from a TV station, KSAZ Fox 10 in Phoenix. And the other day they put a graphic on air that showed that Katie Hobbs had won 53% to 47%. Now, they claim this was a mistake. But here's a few things for you to consider. Media organizations create a surprising amount of not-yet news. And the obituaries of famous people are always pre-written, so they're ready to go the instant the person goes. And they're filled with B material, like when they got their Nobel Prize and the time they got drunk and threw a drink at Gore Vidal, how many kids they admitted to having, that kind of thing. Then they're quickly topped with date and time and manner of demise and published. And if they were really famous, maybe a follow-up piece. Then there's this type of stories being held, some for, you know, rather nefarious reasons, like timing the release to have the maximum political impact against an opponent or having something ready to go to make sure the other side doesn't get any traction in the ongoing debate. So supposedly AP created this. Well, I'm sure they create sample graphics and chyrons, and they do need to test them before the election, as that night is exceedingly hectic. It's like a wedding rehearsal. But news outlets don't use actual numbers that look like real results in their mock-ups. And they use asterisks or ampersands or zeros, for example. They put a single vote in a precinct if the system input interface requires a number. They don't actually get out there and use percentages. I just found that interesting. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data instantly. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Earlier this year, Delaware Governor Jay Carney signed several new gun control bills into law, including a ban on so-called large-capacity magazines. And not only are the sale of the new magazines prohibited to most citizens, but most existing owners are required under the new law to either permanently modify them, remove them from the state, destroy them, or hand them over to the police. A few months ago, the state announced that a series of buybacks would be held in conjunction with the new law taking effect, and we just learned when and where the Delaware gun owners can report to the compensated confiscation event. Those handing over magazines with a capacity between 18 and 30 rounds can expect to receive $15 per magazine, while those with a magazine capacity more than 31 rounds are eligible for $25. And the state police will also hand out $80 for every drum magazine that's turned in. But in order to receive any money, all participants must show the police a valid Delaware state ID card or driver's license. The Delaware State Sportsmen's Association, with assistance from the NRA, is suing over the magazine ban in federal court. And DSSA President Jeff Hague says the ban is problematic on multiple levels. And, But of course... because it's always been. He said it's not going to reduce the number of criminals using firearms in the commission of felonies. It's only going to affect law-abiding citizens because criminals aren't going to turn in something that their livelihood to get money. Or if they do, they're going to turn them in and get some money and then go buy another one. Mitch Denham of the 23,000-member Facebook group Delaware Gun Rights is urging owners of 17-plus round magazines to store them safely pending the outcome of the looming court challenge. Denham said, when the lawsuits are over, then maybe you can talk about what you think is right for you. And Denham, however, is exempted from the ban because he's a concealed carry permit holder. Now, the fact that concealed carry permit holders are exempted from the magazine ban doesn't really make any sense to me from the gun control's perspective, which I don't care, you know. After all, even those individuals can have their guns and magazines stolen, and if the goal is to remove these accessories of war from society, allowing concealed carry holders to maintain possession of their magazines and purchase additional magazines in the future is, well, if anything, it's only going to encourage more people to obtain their concealed carry license. And this is probably written to pass political, not constitutional muster. In order to assure passage, sponsors attempted to water down the bill to make it palatable to more lawmakers, exempting concealed carry holders, setting the magazine limit at 17 rounds, and making a first violation a fine punishable by $100, for example. Now, those modifications haven't mollified gun owners. And I'm curious to see what sort of historical precedents the state will cite to the courts in their attempt to uphold the law, because I'm certainly not aware of any long-standing laws like this at the time of the 2nd or 14th amendments being ratified. I'm even more curious to see what kind of turnout the police received during their first compensated confiscation event, which is scheduled to take place on Wednesday, November the 16th. And given that there's a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the ban, and a first offense only amounts to a fine, my guess is that the vast majority of Delaware gun owners are going to hang on to what they have, and the state troopers running the buyback are going to get more rest and relaxation than large-capacity magazines. In other news, for those of you who own weapons that, you know, have magazines, well, they want them reclassified as machine guns. It's a very interesting premise, you see. This is one of those things that they don't have to prove. The Violence Policy Center's Kristen Rand, you know, and a lot of other gun control activists, of course, want the ATF to broadly reclassify semi-automatic firearms as machine guns. And it's an idea that will likely gain more traction in the gun control lobby if Republicans take back one or more chambers of Congress in the midterms. With no chance of new gun controls passing, then the Supreme Court, likely to undo some of the existing infringements already on the books, well, the White House and the executive branch agencies are going to be one of the only places where groups like the VPC can expect to find any traction. So they decided to go for the big prize. Rand's argument, one that the gun control group Brady has also made in recent lawsuits, is that many models of semi-automatic firearms are readily converted into machine guns, which would subject them and their owners to the provisions of the National Firearms Act. And as evidence, Rand and others point to the increase in the number of firearms recovered by police that have been illegally adapted with auto sears or switches that enable the guns to fire continuously. The Chicago Sun-Times reports that last year police in the city recovered more than 300 firearms that had been illegally modified to full auto, and lays out in detail the struggles that law enforcement have in trying to combat their growing popularity among the city's criminal class. Switches are small and easily available, both from online shippers who sent the switches from China and those who make their own on 3D printers, which is why Rand says the focus should be on the guns themselves. In July, Democrats in the U.S. Senate introduced a bill to establish a coordinated national strategy to prevent or intercept the importation and trafficking of automatic gun conversion devices. U.S. Senator Gary Peters, Democrat from Michigan, said gun violence is an epidemic. Once again, you can catch it just by being out there in the air. And lawmakers must do all we can to combat this horrific threat, including by stopping the flow of illegal gun modification devices into our society. With switches, though, the effort may be too late, says Kristen Rand, Government Affairs Director for the nonprofit Violence Policy Center, which advocates for gun control. She says concentrating on the devices is probably a lost cause. The focus should be on why so many firearms are so easily converted to full auto, noting that Glocks and other guns can be easily modified. Of course, back to this old trope, manufacturers must bear some of the responsibility to design their guns to be more resistant to conversion. From 2018 through late September, 643 of the 706 modified automatic weapons recovered by the Chicago police were Glock handguns. Spokesman for Glock didn't respond to questions or interview requests. Rand says ATF should consider using its authority to reclassify certain types of firearms that are easily converted into fully automatic weapons. Other firearms besides Glocks are also readily convertible into machine guns by machining or adding parts. ATF should be looking at using their existing authority to classify some of these firearms as machine guns, as they did in the 1980s with the KG-9, the MAC-10, and the Sten. This is a classic example of how the gun industry escapes responsibility for problems of their own making. If concentrating on the switches is a lost cause, then so is concentrating on the guns. After all, we're talking about hundreds of millions of firearms that would fall under the type of reclassification that Rand and other anti-gun activists would like to see from the ATF. But for Rand and the other anti-gun activists, well, that's not a bug, but a feature. In fact, the more guns that are reclassified, the better. At best, the vast majority of us would have to pay a $200 per gun fee or else become a criminal, because we'd be in possession of an unregistered machine gun, which isn't actually a machine gun. At worst, the Biden administration and Attorney General Merrick Garland could argue that the Hughes Amendment prohibits the registration of any new machine guns made after 1986. Tens of millions of Americans need to hand over their legally purchased and lawfully owned pistols and rifles. Either one would be a significant victory. I'm so sure. I am so sure. Supreme Court has already declared that arms that are in common use are prima facie protected by the Second Amendment. That won't fly. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.